Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so glad that we can come together to study the Word of God. I love the Word of God, and I want to know more of His truth so that my life will be pleasing to Him and I can have victory in this one life that I live on earth. I want to glorify His name, and I believe that you have the same motive and attitude toward the kingdom of God. I'm so glad that you come in to hear the Word of God in this teaching. I would like to continue to talk about overcoming our life's problem. And today I would like to talk about our God is the answer to every problem. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that we can hear your word and we can hear from the Holy Spirit. Your word is precious. It's more precious than gold. And we want to receive your word as our spiritual food, Father. We open our hearts to hear what the Spirit wants to say to us, and we want to be doers of the Word. We thank you, Father. We commit this time to you, and we believe, Lord, you will feed us with your good spiritual food. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have learned in the previous lessons that in this world, as long as we live here, we will face some challenging situations, some difficulties, or some problems in life. The problems can be caused by our own mistakes, our own sins, or our wrong decision, or they can come from the attack of the enemy, the devil, and his workers called evil spirit. The problem can also be caused by sinful people around us who want to hurt us and who also want to destroy us or steal from us. The world is full of curses, evil spirit, evil people, and all kinds of troubles. Therefore, all of us cannot avoid facing difficult problems off and on. In the last lesson, we learned that we need to keep our heart right. We need to have the right attitude in facing any problem in life. And we also learned that we need to know the Bible. We need to know the Word of God. The Word of God gives us the principles of heaven so that we can apply those principles in our daily life and we can have victory when we practice the Word of God. When we have faith in the Word, our faith will lead us to victory. In this lesson, we're going to learn that our Lord, our God, our Creator, is the answer to every problem. Therefore, we should seek our Lord God, and we should make a decision to depend on Him, to trust Him, and to seek His help. Many problems in life look very impossible to be resolved. But at the same time, we need to know that our God is bigger than our problem. He is the answer to every problem in life. We need to really keep our eyes on Him, have faith in Him, pray to Him. We need to really have faith in His victory and in His supernatural power, and He can give us the breakthrough. One touch of God's favor in our life can help us to overcome any mountain that we are facing. Our God is a God of victory. You remember this? God raised Jesus from the dead. Our God have overcome the death. He is a God of resurrection. He's a God of miracle. He's a God of supernatural breakthroughs. There's nothing that is impossible for God. I would like to read from the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 10. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. This is the promise of God. In our daily life, we should seek the Lord. We should always depend on Him. Trust Him the best we can. every situation in our life, we bring our request to Him. We present our situation to Him and ask Him to get involved with us. This is the way I live, in the way I treat my patients as a neurosurgeon, the way I perform surgery, I make daily decisions, the way I serve the Lord. I always get the Lord involved with me. I always ask Him, I always look up to Him and say, God, You can meet my need. You can help me. You can give me victory and breakthrough in this situation. And in the past almost 40 years, I have experienced that God always have come true for my life in every situation. He is never too late for me. Psalm chapter 33, verses 18 to 19. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. You can see here that we need to put our hope in God. We need to live a life in the reverent fear toward the Lord. He is our master. What does it mean, the fear of the Lord? It means we stand in awe before God, respect Him, honor Him, treat Him as the master of our life, and we need to hate sin and love righteousness. And as we walk in the reverent fear toward the Lord, His eyes will be on us. He will watch over us all the time. And even though we may face fatal situation, God can deliver us. God can protect us and keep us alive in any difficult situations. The Lord is the answer to even deadly situations. We need to look to Him, believe in His promise, fear Him, please Him, and have faith that God loves us so much. Are you convinced that God loves you? You need to tell yourself every day, God loves me so much. He sent His Son to deliver me, to die for me, and to save me. He demonstrates His love by sending His Son to die for me. You need to be confident in God's love, God's power, God's care, and God's faithfulness. Matthew 6:33, the Bible says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. You can see any situation in life, when we seek the kingdom of God first, He will take care of us in every aspect, in all things. He will protect us, He will deliver us, take us out of the problem. You cry out to Him, He take care of you. And He will never, never fail to help you. Let us seek the Lord together. In Matthew chapter 7:7-8, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. When you face any situation, you present your request to God. You say, God, could you please help me? Could you please intervene? Move your mighty hand. You send your angels to fight the battle for me. You take care of me. You can turn the situation around. You are the gods of signs and wonders, miracles. You remember when Paul was in jail? In the book of Acts, instead of complaining and being depressed, he sing praises to the Lord in the prison. And God performed miracle to open the prison door, and he was able to come out. God could do anything if you ask Him. In my situation, so many times, God really showed His power to me. At one time, I was performing brain operation on about 46-year-old lady who fell off the motorcycle, and the vessel inside the skull broke, and she developed a clot that compressing the brain. And if I did not perform surgery, she would have died within a few hours. So I have to open the skull, get in to remove the clot. But after I removed the clot, that vessel that was very deep inside that I could not see with my own eyes start to bleed so fast and so much, and I could not do much with my own two hands. I did not have any assistance. I was really concerned that I would lose this patient on the operating table. So at that time, I cried out to the Lord, Lord, help me. I really shouted out loud in the operating room. You know what happened? It's a supernatural thing. The bleeding suddenly stopped on its own. I did not do anything. God just performed a miracle for me. And that lady was saved and she was doing really well. The nurses in the room were shocked because I called on the name of the Lord and God delivered me from this hardship or problem in my surgical practice. Psalm 46 verse 1 and verse 10. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. God can help us in any kind of trouble. He is a good God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Many times we may feel hopeless, feel so desperate, feel so defeated because the situation seem impossible to deal with or to be resolved. We may hear the medical report that we got some kind of incurable disease, or we may face a very difficult financial situation. But God can resolve your financial situation or debt. He can provide for you. He can heal you the incurable disease that you are facing. There is no situation on this planet Earth that God cannot overcome or cannot help you. All things are possible with God. We need to have confidence that we worship and serve the Almighty God who created the heavens and the earth. And nothing is impossible with Him. We can depend on Him. We can really put our faith in Him and ask Him. And we can say, like in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. God is a good God. I remember one time, one couple who are members of my church, they went out to ski in a mountain. And their about 6-7-year-old son was standing close to the building. Suddenly, the ice fell off from the roof of that building and came on this 6-7-year-old boy. He was buried in that big, big snow mass. And the parents did not know where he was in that mass. They have less than 5 minutes to take him out so that he will not be suffocated and died. And they pray right away because they both are Christians. They pray, God, we need to save our son. Please do something. Many adults ran to that snow mass, big, big mass. No one could hear his voice because he could not cry. He was in the snow. But by the grace of God, one man was able to get into the right place, pulled him out, and he was safe. And he had no scratch, no trauma, no side effect at all. You see, when this couple cried out to God and depended on God, and they had only 5 minutes to save their son, God performed the miracle. Why God allow us to face some problems? Why God allow us to face trials and tests and hardships and problems in life? There are benefits behind those problems. God allows those problems and hardships to happen in our life because He knows that good things will come out from those situations, and the result is that we will get some benefit. He knows that if the problem caused destruction to our life, He will not let it happen because He loves us so much. Our God is a perfect and good God. He will never give bad things to us. He is completely good. But He sometimes allows bad things to happen in order to benefit us. Matthew 7, 9-11. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? You can see that God wants to give us good things. And sometimes you have to go through some hardship in order to come out with some good gifts. That is the way God works sometimes. The Lord Jesus loves us so much. He is willing to die, to suffer for us, so that we can be saved, so that we can be blessed, we can be healed, we can have victory. Because He loved us so much, and He did not spare His Son from being crucified on the cross. How much more He will give us good things, and He wants to give the best plan for our life. We may not fully understand everything that happened to us, but one thing we can do is to trust Him. And we believe that out of this situation, out of these hardships and disappointments and setbacks, something good gonna happen. And that has happened to my life in the past 39 to 40 years. Romans chapter 5 verses 6 to 8 say, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Even though we are not perfect and we make mistakes, God loves us." Let us say, "God loves me. I have confidence that God loves me." Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everyone say, "God has a good plan for my life." Amen. God may allow us to suffer for a temporary period in order to help others to know Him. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire." Faith is more valuable than gold. The gold can be refined or purified, but the gold can be perishing. But our faith will keep growing, keep develop, and keep expanding so that we can prove genuine love and faith for God. And that will result in praise, glory, honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Many times when we face hardships, we are the testimony that God is faithful. I remember that when I started the church in Seattle, I faced so many hardships. I lost many friends in Seattle. They rejected me. I was ridiculed and many people put me down. And I went through without complaining. I just stayed faithful. And later on, God sent real friend to me. God blessed me with a good job. God paid me back. He is a payback God. And now I look back, oh, God allows those things to happen to me, the negative things, the rejection, the loss of friend, the disappointments, and people look down on me, ridicule me. So that I learn how to forgive people. So that I can learn to serve God unconditionally. Love Him unconditionally. Whether up or down, I still love Him. I passed the test of faith and love toward God. And then God promoted me to give me more anointing, more wisdom, more grace. God wants me to pass each test. And every time I pass the test, my faith and my strength in that area, for example, maybe the test of forgiveness, the test of dealing with illness, every time after I pass the test, my faith in that area gets stronger. And I can give testimony to people. Wow, I went through that, but God delivered me out of it. And God even paid me back and blessed me more. I can give glory to God. And when I get to heaven, I receive more glory. Because I passed the test and I showed to God that I'm a real servant of God. I'm a real Christian. I'm not a fakey believer. I stay faithful to God no matter what I am going through, no matter what I have been through. I love God and I will serve the Lord without ceasing. I will continue to serve the Lord. And the Lord look at me and He say, "I can trust this man. He is faithful. He never complains. He never gives up. No matter what happened, He still trusts me. He still runs the race. And He continued to serve me." You see, We need to prove to God that our faith is genuine, and then He will honor us and give us more. Today, I can see a lot of blessings in my family. Oh, I talk to my wife all the time. We are so glad that we both serve the Lord. Even though we went through so much, went through many disappointments, rejections, God tests me by allowing some of my close friends or some of the committed members that I really depended on them a lot to suddenly walk away or deserted me. And I need to forgive them. And I say, God, I lost some helper here in my church. And within a short period of time, God sent another one to help me. And that person was better than the person who left. In the gift, in the faithfulness, in the talents, God always gives me better than before. You see, God tests me whether I trust Him or not. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Hardship are the tests. And when you pass the test, your character, your personality, your spiritual strength will become stronger and you become more mature. And eventually you can handle any problems in your life. You'll become so strong that no matter what kind of arrow that the devil shoots to you, you just push it away easily. You're not crying, sad, losing sleep, feel pity on yourself. You're just so strong. You can laugh. You can smile. You can have faith to command the problem to leave you. You will not be baby Christians anymore. You'll be very strong soldier of Christ because you have gone through all the tests. I want to encourage all of you, don't be discouraged. Don't lose your joy when you face some trouble. Look to God. Depend on God. Seek the Lord. Let Him help you. Keep your attitude right. Keep your faith up. Keep your hope up. Being positive. Claiming the promise of God. Believing in God's help and God's miracle. And you're going to come out from that test and you will be stronger. You will be promoted. And God will use you more, give you more anointing. God wants you to be mature and complete, not lacking anything. From all these scriptures that we learn, we can see that trials and difficulties and problems eventually benefit our life, our spiritual walk. And one day, when the Lord Jesus comes back, He will give us praise and glory, and He will give us rewards in heaven. And not only that, many people will come to know Him through us because of our wonderful testimony. I love to listen to testimony of people. Wow, I noticed that testimony really encouraged people to turn to God. A few days ago, I heard the testimony of a big storm in the northeast of Thailand with big kind of ice hails that dropped from the sky and destroy hundreds of homes in that city. But one lady, her home was intact, no destruction, supernaturally. When I heard that testimony, I can see that God wants to show to the world that He is the Almighty God. She went through hardship, but God protects her, put the canopy over her home. You see, I heard another testimony that one lady just got divorced. And she gave her life to Christ, and suddenly her marriage was restored. And she was facing financial difficulties or debt. And within 2 weeks, God resolved her debt. And she can tell the whole world that my God can resolve the problems in my life. I want to remind you again in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do everything through Him. Who is Him? God. Who is God? God is the answer to every problem. Who gives me strength. Psalm 46 verse 1, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. I believe that this teaching really encourages you to look up to God, to depend on God, seek His help, walk in the fear of God, please Him, and trust Him, and don't be worried, don't be sad, don't be discouraged. Remember this, your God is the living God. He still sits on the throne. You are the apple of His eyes. He loves you so much. He cares for you. He can help you. He has supernatural, unlimited power and knowledge. He has troops of angels to help you. You just look at Him, cry out to Him, pray, ask Him for help, and He is your ever-present help in any kind of trouble. May the Lord really help you to focus on Him. And I pray that you all will experience victory over any situation in your life. Let me ask you a couple questions before we close this teaching. Number one, how you can live a life that shows that you really have reverent fear toward the Lord? How can you show reverent fear toward the Lord? Again, reverent fear means honor God and hate sin. Number two, when you face a trouble, how are you going to respond to the situation? Will you cry? Will you be sad? Will you complain? Who are you going to look up to for help? May the Lord bless you, and I will see you in the next teaching. This is lesson number 42, and I hope to meet you in lesson 43. God bless you. Please listen to the whole series, and I believe that you will become stronger and stronger in your faith and in your walk with God. God bless you. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. I'm so thirsty.